Okay. The Eshlermai Zayis, because of I'm going to tell you here so far. This chapter has spoken about the tremendous privilege that we have to be considered the children of Hashem. So he says, this can be, this concept can be understood from the pasuk Kei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam V'yad Olam. It says in the pasuk, we say this by davening every morning. The God of Israel is our Father. Me'olam V'yad Olam. Forever. Meaning, Ata Avinu, you are our Father. No matter what world we find ourselves in, meaning no matter how low we fall, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is always our Father. Our Father is always a Father. Even in the lowest world, and even in the world of emptiness, which we've spoken about numerous times, is like the world, it's a world of emptiness, a world of no meaning. A father is still a father. And the Parshas told us years ago, I once spoke about the concept. It seems to be a difficulty. We find Yitzchak represents Midas Adin. That was his avoida. Was with Midas Adin, Midas of justice. It was very interesting that we find that Avraham Avinu, who is Midas Chesed, banished his son Yishmael because he wasn't behaving as he should be. Yaakov, when Shimon HaLevi misbehaved according to his opinion, he rebukes them very severely. Or Achukiyoz, he curses their anger. Yitzchak, the Midas Adin, loves Esau.
I've always wondered about this. And Avram, not only throughout Ishmael, he threw out his later children by Keturah. Right.
And Yitzchak, out of everyone else, you would have expected the most that the Midas Adin should. This is the way it should be.
So why do we say this anyway?
Huh?
So why do we say this?
Why do we say what?
That Yitzchak is Midas Adin. You're about to tell us. I'm eager to listen.
Oh, how we know Yitzchak Midas Adin is it's a pasuk Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is called Pachad Yitzchak. So how we know? We know Yitzchak Midas Adin. So how does this all work? To make things more difficult, there's a Gemara of Sechta Shabbos. The Gemara says that as it gets closer to the Geula, it says Hashem will say to Avram, your children have sinned. So Avram will say, let them be erased for the sanctity of your name. I'll go to Yaakov and I'll say, your children have sinned. And Yaakov will say the same. Let them be erased for the sanctity of your name. Then I'll come to Yitzchak. I'll say, your children have sinned. So Yitzchak will say to Hashem, my children? To your children. Now, what do you mean they sin? How long do people live? 70 years? Half of that they're sleeping. It's 35. The rest of the time they're eating and doing their needs. He breaks it down into all of those 12 years. Half on me, half on you. It's like a deal and forget about the whole thing. So the Gemara says, so we call Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak, you're our father. He said, and his chus, that's what the Gula would be in Yitzchak's chus. That's Midas Adin? Out of all them, he seems to be the most Midas Achesed. So I don't think we have the right understanding of what Midas Adin is, what Midas Achesed is. The word din, which is usually interpreted as justice, doesn't really mean justice. The word din means logic.
Means what?
Logic. We find in the Gemara that when the Gemara wants to bring out a svara, right? The Gemara says halei dinu. It's logical, right? When it comes to a kal v'chomer, which is svara. Or it comes to a any type of svara, the Gemara will say, well, a dinu. Or sometimes a dinu, which is that's logical that way. That's the word din is used. The real definition of the word din is logical. Now, justice is very logical. Tit for tat. You did this. You deserve that. That's logical. The fact that a father, that a child deserves unconditional love, that's logical. Something that is, it's a din. It's that's the way it's befitting. That is the logical behavior of a parent towards a child. That's din. Avraham Avinu's midah or Yaakov's midah of Ahava, which means love to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, means that my emotions, I will overcome my din for your sake. That's what love of Hashem is. Out of my love to you, Hashem, I will overcome what is you, my din. Moshe Kovash, Avraham Avinu overcame his din. In Akeda, din is he shouldn't have done it. Because that is, the din is that a father should love a child and not slaughter the child. Avraham, out of the sake of Ahava to Hashem, Avraham Avinu is willing to forfeit his son for the love of Hashem. So, it's din to love a child, no matter what he's doing. So Esav, well, even though he was Esav, unconditional love of Yitzchak to Esav is Midas Adin. Avraham Avinu overcame that Midas Adin that he had to Yishmael for the love of Hashem. That's his Ahava. His Ahava not to his son, his Ahava is to Hashem. And when it comes to Hashem saying, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned, so Avraham says, feeling this, there's a contradiction of feelings here. His Midas Adin says, I should love my children and stick up for them. But my Midas Ahava to Hashem says, Yimachlok Tisha, for the sanctity of your name, Hashem Arayim. Yitzhak said to Hashem, they're your children. They deserve unconditional love. It's Midas Adin that you should give them unconditional love.
So which one?
So this is what he's saying here. There's a father is a father, a mother, no matter how father, how distant we fall. Not because that's Midas Ahav, that's Midas Achesed. That's Midas Adin. Midas Adin is that a father loves a child no matter what he does. Mamash, exactly the opposite. People think Midas Adin, Midas Achesed. Exactly the opposite. Midas Adin would be unconditional love.
That he brings all the time that in order to achieve the Akedah, he had to be.
start with the mita of Yitzchak, so that he should be able to do it, to do the Akedah. It seems
which means he had to take he had to take Gevura. I'm not sure. He had to use Midas Adin towards his son, not towards the Rebbein Shlach. Okay. Zemam HaKosef. So go back and start again. The case is Rav Inimid, 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 Rav comparable to a person, Sha'avar Va'asam Asam Mishchasam Uchor, a person who did, who transgressed, and did a terrible, repulsive act. Harag Nafish, right? He killed a person. Sha'anashim Akrev Medav Yaitzah, people that are closest to him, his Vaishvay, very embarrassed by their association with him. But it's from love and Magita, they no longer want to be associated with him. What? I'm holding over here. Do you guys have a different.
No.
Vishnu
and
in the bottom.
Vishnu and left.
Yeah.
Achli chenovit. But a father is not the case with a father. He called Kama. Shagodlaka Avatli Shabanoi Kan Mushkas. Even though it hurts the father terribly that his son is so corrupt. Called Kama Shamanisha Bad Masabaraim. And as much as the father might punish his son for his bad deeds, he's the only one that can actually feel the pain of the child at this time. And he'll do whatever is in his power to save the child and to lighten the child's burden. Because he is he's way a parent feels one with the child. That is the type of feeling that every Jew needs to have. No matter how terrible a person's conditions or circumstances are, in areas of Ruchmias, Shiagish, Kama, the person always needs to feel Ki Abavish, Vashanai. Father in heaven, every trouble a person is going through, Hashem is with the person in that tzar. The imayhu yizbarak with tzar. Uvachlal musar Hashem v'niyata. And this included in this concept of musar Hashem v'niyata, which he said last week. That Hashem, the way Hashem gives us Musar is by telling us, Biniyata, my child. It's not befitting for the prince to conduct themselves that way. So this concept, Zehin Koyde Machet, is before the sin. Before a person sins, that the person should think about this. Shal Musar Hu, the best Musar is, Biniyata, you're my child. How can you repulse yourself v'tayvish fela with this lowly desire and through that you'll distance yourself from your compassionate father. By fulfilling your disgusting desire, you're only going to cause a barrier between yourself and your father in heaven. That's what a person needs to think before a person sins. And if the person has already sinned, he already stumbled upon the avera. Shuv, so once again, he has to think, the best musar is, you're my child. No matter how you are, even if you stumbled upon your sin, you still need to know you're still essentially the son of the king. Something that is essential can never change. Therefore, do not despair. Chazor v'cha, and return to Kayim, Yipar l'cha, and Yibarech alacha. And fulfill what it says, out of your fear, I escape to you.
It's a nice marshal.
Yep. That's actually the nimshal. Al piyaz varma elu.
The Yetzer Hara tells you to just forget it. You just stoop so low.
Yeah.
But the father always loves the son, no matter how dirty he is.
Al piyaz varma elu yesh lahavim. According to this, we can understand lama dibur Hashem. Why Hashem spoke? Hashem spoke about this tremendous relationship, the closest relationship that we have with Him as a father and a child. It was said specifically at a time when Bnei Yisrael was on the lowest level. When we were in Mem Tashari Tuma, as we were about to leave Mitzrayim, we had fallen to the lowest level. That's when Hashem said, "Bnei Bechor Yisrael." That's when Hashem said, "My firstborn Yisrael." My apostle, "Bnei Bechor Yisrael." It's an expression of love that we don't find. It's unparalleled. Remember, Davke Beishayim Mekamim Tashari Tuma, and it was said specifically at a time when we had fallen to the 49th level of Tuma. Umidis Adin Kitriga Alolav Alolav Ebedavadi Zora. The Midas Adin prosecuted us, saying that there's no difference between us and the Egyptians. We're both idol worshippers. And we find the same thing during the story of the eagle. When we were deserving of annihilation. It is then that we find this expression of love, Koyamar Hashem Lekei Yisrael. So as Hashem said, the God of Yisrael. Hashem identifying Himself upon us. Ramar Alzeh Moron, Ma'aran Shizkizik Aleinu, the Shmuel of Slonim said, Shedivir Oz Aleim V'Lashem Chibik Ezu, what Hashem was saying to them, by saying this expression of love, the God of Yisrael, Hashem was telling us, I am not embarrassed to identify myself upon you. The Yikorei Hashem Elokei Yisrael, to be called Hashem, the God of Yisrael. Even though you have sinned so much. That is the way of a compassionate father. That's Midas Adin. Gam Achrei Shaben Nichshol Ma'oid. Even after the son has stumbled a lot, the father makes himself available to the child to support the child, to strengthen the child and to support him. As the pasuk says, I am with him in the trouble. With this, we can explain the pasuk. He does not see an iniquity in Yaakov, but it all will be Israel. He does not see any fault in Israel. Hashem will call him. Hashem is God is with him. It's the friendship of the king is in him. Shalachari Kosha. That's what the pasuk says in Parshas Balak. So it's difficult. How can one say that Hashem does not see any iniquity in Yaakov? That if somebody says Hashem is a vatran, meaning Hashem lets things go. So the Gemara says, it's a curse. It's not a good thing. That's not a good thing to say.
Well, we say slow to anger.
Right. Meaning that Hashem lets things, gives a person a chance to do, but there's nothing that's overlooked. Unless the person deserves it to be overlooked, as we talked about the Shabbos. If a person forgives those who hurt them, those who sin against them, then the person deserves that their sin should be overlooked. But somebody just says, Hashem doesn't care, Hashem looks away. So how can we say here, the Pasuk seems to say that. The Pasuk says that Hashem doesn't see any iniquity in Yaakov. Okay, Akavana. But the Pasuk is saying, even though Hashem punishes those who transgress His commandments, meaning, He doesn't see the iniquity in Yaakov to the extent that Hashem is going to distance Himself because of that. Hashem is not going to distance Himself from the Yid because of the fault or the iniquity. Hashem is still with him.
Wait a minute. You just said Hashem is not going to distance Himself because of the iniquity? But we say all the time that that's what an iniquity is. That's what a sin is you distance yourself from Hashem. So we're saying we distance ourselves from Hashem, but Hashem doesn't distance Himself from us.
Exactly.
That's the point.
True as Melech Boy, and the friendship of the king is in him, meaning he says, Shemisrei Eayita Be'ahava Kodem Shi'echta. Hashem has a friendship with us, Hashem has his love to us before the sin, Be'gam La'acha Shi'echta, and after the sin as well. Because no matter whether we do Hashem's will or not, we're still considered His children. Now, even though in a physical grasp, there is a tremendous difference between a child and a servant. It's not possible for a child to be a servant. A servant to be a child. It doesn't work together. Usually in the fake world. But when in the matters of Avodas Hashem, they do not contradict each other. Quite the contrary, they complement each other. The same way we've explained above, the concept of love and fear. They are the two pillars of truth. Upon them rests the building of Avodas Hashem. We built that building across the street with a half an ear. Even though in a physical understanding, in a habib makam yira, also if there's fear, then there's love can't exist together with fear. In yira makam ahava, and fear doesn't exist where there's love. Harikim avur la'el, but as we explained above, b'avoides Hashem, when it comes to the service of Hashem, anoichi v'la'yilacha v'dvirachad nevru, the anoichi v'la'yilacha. Anoichi, which is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, which is an expression of love, and Vlayilacha Lehem Achevim, which is a prohibitive commandment, which is a expression of fear. They were said together in one divur. V'zocha v'shama v'dibirachat nemru. And Zocha Zeyam Hashav is the Kadshai. And Shamar Zeyam Hashav is the Kadshai. Once again, one is a positive command, one is a negative commandment. Which represents Ahava and Yira, they were both said together in one Dibur. And it's coming to tell us that love and fear is all one. And the perfection of Avodas Hashem is only through the two of them. Like the two hands or feet of a person. That the right and the left complement each other. And that's why it says, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. Even though Chachma is on the right. You know how the Midas are set up. Again, we can't physicalize this at all, but the way they're set up in the Kabbalah, say the way they're set up is Chachma is on the right, Bina is on the left. Das is in the middle. Chesed is on the light, and on the right. Gvura is on the left, Tiferes is in the middle. Netzach is on the right, Hoyt is on the left, Yisoid is in the middle. Then Malchus receives from all of them. But, so Chachma is on the same side as Chesed. Chachma is on the right. Here it says that the beginning of Chachma, the beginning of wisdom, is Yiras Hashem, is the fear of Hashem. So what he wants to say is that even though Chachma is on the right, it's only supported by Yira. So how is Chachma that is on the right, how is that related to Yira that's on the left? Achreishis HaChachma, but the beginning of Chachma, Reishis HaDerach LaGiyah LeMidas HaHava, the way to achieve Ahava, Yiras Hashem is through the fear of Hashem. As it says in the introduction of the Zohar, Pekuda Kadmoa, the first mitzvah, Do Yiras Hashem, is the fear of Hashem. Pekuda Tinyana, and the second mitzvah says the Zohar Kodesh, Ahavas Hashem, is the love of Hashem. Abir Bezat, the way to explain this is, Ke'achoyme Shalom Adam, the physicality of a person, Ma'nefesh Abahamis, and the animalistic soul, Shaboy Eino, Ma'nefesh Abahamis Shaboy, and the animalistic soul that's in the person, they are not, the physicality and the animalistic soul are not prone to the love of Hashem. Because the physical powers of the physical koiches of a person, they drive a person to love themselves. A person is not able to love anything else. And to love, to achieve the love of Hashem or the love of Yisroel. Any love, it's a physical love, although it might be geared towards something else, towards someone else, it's all love of oneself. The reason why I love this a person is in love with another woman is only because he loves himself, and this woman happens to fulfill that need. Real Ahavas Hashem or Ahavas Yisrael, a selfless love. The truth is, real love is selfless love. If it's all about myself, then it's not selfless love. The Chazon Ish always used to say that what they call Ahava, referring to the world, what they call Ahava, we call Tava. It's
lost.
That's what it is. It's lost in desire. What love really is. Is selfless love. My father once said that we find by Yaakov Avinu, it's coming up, this week's parsha. Pretty good. This week's parsha. Yaakov gets to love him, and he offers him Leah. He works for 7 years for Leah. he works for 7 years for Rachel, then he gets Leah. Right? And then he'd say, Laban says to him, you can work for another 7 years. I'll give you Rachel, you have to work for another 7 years. So the pasuk says he had to work for, that was the first 7 years, right, that he knew he had to work for Rachel, but it was that 7 years passed by like a couple of days because he loved her so much. So the question is, it should be the opposite. When a person is waiting for something, right, a little bit of time seems to drag on forever. Here it says that because of his love to her, it went 1, 2, 3. How did that work? So my father said that the reason why usually it feels like a long time is because the person loves himself. Right? And because the person can't wait to fulfill that need, that love, that lust, that's why it feels like it drags on forever. But when the pasuk testifies that he loved her, he didn't love himself. He loved her. So then everything in the world feels like nothing to be able to achieve the fulfillment of the other person's request. We mean nothing, no obstacle can get in the way for me to be able to do what I want to do for you. So that's why I felt like nothing, because he loved her.
Did he marry her after 7 years, or did he marry her right away and then pay her off over the course of 7 years?
That was by Rachel. The first time he worked for 7 years, then he got Leah.
Right.
And then he got Rachel right away. But it says this by the first 7 years, since he thought he was working for Rachel.
Oh, I see.
It passed by like 2, 3. That's the difference between real love and fake love. Are we holding here? Okay, let's just finish off this paragraph. It's only after a person purifies his physicality through the fear of Hashem, the person is able to subjugate physicality, that he should be a servant to the upper will. Only then can a person ascend and come to the level of Ahavas Hashem. That even his body, his heart, and his flesh should rejoice to the living God. That's when the person achieves perfection. That is the concept of whether we're like children or like servants. It's when we have both of them together.
We're so good, right?